Hello, 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 hello. How are you today? It's Anne, your favorite podcaster on the planet. That's why you're here, because you're here to listen to me talk about my Embrace the Hell Yeah conversation for the month of April. I am tuning in from the gale force winds of Iowa. I think we're on day number 85 of 40 mile an hour winds. I don't remember ever being this windy in Iowa, but it is windy, constantly windy. So hopefully you can't hear too much craziness outside of my office space, but I hope you're having a good month. I had a great podcast guest this past month, and she's just one of my favorites, Amber Trejo. If you haven't listened to her podcast episode, she shared some great nuggets of just awesome, powerful women stuff. She went through a lot of changes in her life when it came to her career. And I'm so glad she chose dietetics in the end. And she's making great waves with her clients and with her teaching and her students. So she's a badass, I have to say. She has her own business. She also is an adjunct professor. So if you are interested in being an entrepreneur, obviously, but then also having other entities that you work in as being an adjunct professor, she also is a personal trainer. So I think there's lots of great aspects of how you can be multifaceted as a dietitian. You just don't have to hone in on one skill, and you can do lots of different things. So she tells a great story about her previous career and how she was inspired, and also how she was going to be a champion in anything that she does, from some not so great experiences with her previous career. So definitely tune into that podcast. Very, very awesome. I'm actually coming to you with just some thoughts today about the ordinary days that we experience. I've been reading this book, and maybe this is where it stems from this week, but it's by Eckhart Tolle. Say that right. It's called A New Earth, Awakening Your Life's Purpose. So this is one of my books that I bought, seriously, I bought over probably, I'm going to go with like 15 years ago, and I never read it. I have this shelf of books that I've kept. I've gotten rid of lots of books, but I kept this one, and I kept other few. I kept my Andre Agassi book. I kept my another book that I had read. I'm going through the books that I have kept, and so I stumbled upon this one. I'm like, I'm going to read this one, and I'm not done yet. I'm still reading it. My friend Josh always tells me that you stumble upon books when you're willing to receive them. And so I think this is where I'm receiving it, and it's been really great. But I think that's where it got me after kind of reading this, kind of got me starting to think about how in the last couple of weeks, I caught myself couple times. Someone's like, how's everything going today? And I'm like, oh, you know, same shit, different day. And I'm like, gosh, that is such a negative way to talk about my day. And I probably have said that way too many more times than I think I should have, more than I'd like to count. But just saying that made me think about how I need to start viewing my day a little differently. I know we've all hit the alarm clock and we're like, good Lord, we just did this. I feel like I just did this like yesterday, which you did. And, you know, the kind of the dread of the day starting, the dread of the same thing happening, the dread of the same day happening. But the whole part of the mind shift for me with reading this book, making that statement about same shit, different day, was I have the power to choose how my day is from the moment I wake up. And every day can be ordinary, but it also can be extraordinary. And I have the power to make it that way. So even if you feel like the same thing happens every day, you can totally work with your brain, your mind, just how you're viewing everything, and adjust those thoughts. So even like I was thinking about, you know, every morning I get up, I kind of have the same routine, but that particular day when I was like, oh my God, I just did this. I feel like I'm doing this again. My shower felt amazing. And I was like, oh my gosh, this feels like a really great shower. So no, this day is not just an ordinary same day. This is a little glimmer of extraordinary is how awesome the shower feels. And then also, like, kind of the next thing that happened that day was I always go downstairs and I make my smoothie and I do my whole thing before I take off for work. And my smoothie tasted a little bit better that day. Something about it, just like the fruit in it, I don't know, it just tasted amazing. So these little glimmers of extraordinary were kind of popping in through my day. After I had that mind shift change of saying, well, this is just the same thing, just Groundhog's Day happening again, and telling myself that, but then also telling myself to take a deep breath and not start the day that way, because it's not going to benefit me. I'm just going to be in a grouchy mood. The day's not going to go great. And once I kind of started telling myself that, then that's when the shower felt better. That's when the smoothie tasted better. All the traffic to work was way smoother. It was kind of bizarre. I didn't have any road rage, which I usually get a little on edge. I'm not going to lie. So that's where those little glimmers of extraordinary started to pop into my day. And they happened throughout the whole day, which I felt very empowered by that I made that mind shift change and that I told myself to just pause and create space and to let myself not feel like the dread of the day was closing in on me from the moment I woke up. So not every day is going to feel like that. Not every day is going to be easy to, you know, not think negatively about how the day is starting. But I think as the day went on, as I started kind of feeling more positive about my thoughts, it trickled on to other people, you know, like seeing people at work and how are you today? And they're like, oh, you know, kind of saying what I said. And I'm like, changing the conversation, like changing the thought process of that person, gave them a compliment, or, you know, just kind of the positivity. It sounds cheesy, but the positivity was contagious. And I hope for you that if you're feeling like Groundhog's Day, or if you're feeling like you're in the same routine and you're bored, or you're just like dreading it, or you're just like not loving it, sometimes that repetitive action just needs a little spice, just needs a little seasoning. And that can just be you creating a little bit of extraordinary in your day. And, you know, even if you have to intentionally do something to create that, do that too, whatever it takes. But I guarantee you're going to feel the difference and the shift in all those similar everyday tasks if you change that mindset. And the best part of the day after that, and I'm just thinking of this particular day, but I don't ever check my mail. Snail mail is just something I check like maybe once every week, maybe every couple weeks, but I was like, I'm going to check my mail today. And I got a letter, like an actual written letter from a friend that I haven't heard from in a very long time. And it was just like the icing on the cake for my day. So I kind of feel like it was all meant to happen that way. And I now, if I'm feeling that dread, if I'm feeling that whole same shit, different day feeling, I'm going to start just thinking of the extraordinary and how can I take some deep breaths, change the mindset, and create that in my day and create it for others too. So kind of a fun thought. I highly recommend reading the book too. I will say it's not an easy read. I've never read this author before, and just his writing style, his thought process, it's taken me a lot of extra rereading. I will read a page and then I'll go back and I'll reread the page, but just giving me some good food for thought. So highly recommend that book. You guys have probably already read that book or read other things by that author. I'm just, again, late to the party. It found me when I was ready to receive it. So that's kind of a cool thing too. For my Ask Me Anything question of the month, I got a question it's actually not from a dietitian. Well, I don't think they're a dietitian. Maybe they are. But asking me what my thoughts are on fasting. And I love this question because everybody asks about fasting, right? I think as dietitians, we've all been asked at least one time, what are your thoughts on fasting? I have a few thoughts on fasting. So thinking about growing up, we ate when I was growing up. So this is going to be 80s and 90s. I'm dating myself again for you all. We kind of naturally did some intermittent fasting. So like at school, we did not have snacks. We ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So breakfast at home, lunch at school, dinner at home, and we did not snack after dinner. So my family and I, we ate at usually 5:30. We were done eating by 6:30, and then we did not eat again until 6:30 the next day, and that was for school. So naturally, we did some 12-hour intermittent fasting overnight, which kind of looking back on that made sense, makes sense as our body needing some time to rest from food. And as I've kind of gotten into, you know, working with people more on their metabolic health, working with females in different stages of their lives, I'm starting to realize there's a pretty big connection with metabolic health, longevity, and not eating constantly. I'm seeing a huge benefit to just talking to my clients, but then also talking to my family members and friends about kind of giving yourself that 12-hour window overnight to not eat. Like, we don't need to be eating because back in the day, we didn't eat all the time. And I think that actually kept a lot of us at a more healthier just composition when it came to our bodies and then also our metabolic health. And I also believe that, you know, necessarily not fasting or intermittent fasting for long periods of time shows any benefit as far as weight loss or, you know, anything like that, which I think a lot of people do it for. They do it for weight loss, but there could be some metabolic, you know, blood lipid serum, blood type benefits that could benefit some people. And I also believe that not everybody needs to be snacking as much as we thought. I feel like snacking is actually not great for a lot of people. It's necessary for some people, but I have really kind of gotten into that mindset where I share some parameters with my clients and my, you know, my family and my friends, back to that three meals a day and doing that 12-hour intermittent fast. I do not promote any other long fasting amounts. There has been a few occasions where I've worked with a client who has wanted to try it, and we worked through that together so it was done healthfully and didn't harm them in any way. But again, it's a by person basis. So I am for it. I think it's beneficial. I actually practice it myself. I've noticed that I sleep better when I do not eat close to bedtime. And when I do have about a 12-hour period of no food, I have better energy in the morning. I have better rest when I'm sleeping. I also don't think about food as much after I finish my dinner. So I've kind of set up some good just kind of boundaries when it comes to food. And I mean, it's worth a shot if it's helpful for people to give themselves some parameters, give themselves an eating window. Remember, you still can eat all your calories, if not more, in any kind of fasting or non-fasting window. So having that discussion, I always preface, you know, all of that with people that ask me about fasting is it is a tool in the toolbox. It can be helpful to trickle healthier habits for you, but it's not going to help you lose a ton of weight. It's not going to help you prevent disease. It's not going to miraculously take all the junk out of your body and get rid of it, but it could be a tool that could be helpful for you to set up some further health outcomes, healthier habits, habit stacking when it comes to those things. So great question. Happy to expand on that if anyone has any more questions about my thoughts on fasting or intermittent fasting, but definitely have incorporated in my own life. So I hope you have a great rest of your month. There's not too much left, maybe a day or two, and I will see you back here in May.